Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Talking About You with Estra live on Blog Talk Radio this October 20th, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. I'm Estra, your host. Welcome, and thank you for joining in again for our 8th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and stress. Today, high levels of stress is so prevalent in everyday life. How we can deal with it, regardless of the direction it is coming from, will impact the quality of life both physically and emotionally. So let's break it down and decrease the levels that can be brought on from being in a car accident or harassment and intimidation by insurance companies and self-insured employers, on top of everyday pressures. Our approach today and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra is presented from a consumer perspective. So we talk in terms of how car accidents impact your life in terms of daily routines, the physical, emotional, financial issues that arise, including dealing with family, friends, and other types of interactions. We share car accident information and life experiences that follow from the initial crash to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, and self-insured employer situations. And it's your challenges that tell the story, meaning this show is really about you. And it's very interactive. So get ready to participate at a pace that's perfect for you. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Estra has dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Construction, previously known as Enron. So relax. Listen, call in, and talk, because this is about you and your car accident experiences. What is on your mind today? Let's hear about your injuries, being followed by insurance company or self-insured employer. What is the impact of harassment and intimidation on your life and family? Did you seek out help for it to stop? Who did you go to? What was their response? Were you able to stop the harassment? How did you find out you were being followed? Before collision, how prepared were you for an unexpected event such as this? At the scene of a car accident, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure you gather all the documentation. Sometimes you get so shaken up and it's easy to forget. Or maybe there might be something going on at the scene that distracts you. That's why keeping a copy of my book, Car Accident, in your vehicle can make it easy to remember and are able to begin documenting right from the start. So when you get questions or need answers, you've written the information right there inside your book with plenty of writing space yet small enough to carry with you, reducing a time for retrieval and hassle. Author and host Estra is ready to share and hear about your challenges in dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers. Your claim may be processed through your own insurance, the other drivers, or paid directly by you. With a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you're not feeling well through most of this process, which can open you up to be taken advantage of financially, physically, or even emotionally. And this is why Estra is sharing her wisdom, knowledge, and support. So hopefully, if you run into these situations, you will be prepared, allowing more concentration on personal recovery and care. Also on today's show, we will share some of the latest information available on stress and its impact on you, in addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know sometimes it's difficult and takes courage to share personal injury experiences, but it's very important for others to hear your story and can also be helpful in the healing process. So I am offering to the first three callers a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, with no shipping cost, along with the first three callers to share their own past or current stress experiences from a car accident, harassment by insurance companies, or self-insured employers, or just stress from everyday living. So get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured, just like you, is waiting to hear your story. These six books will personally be signed by Estra. Also, you can order your copy of Car Accident by Estra right now, either the soft cover book or ebook, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and eBay. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation on Facebook at www.facebook.com/estra.blogtips. For participation in our survey, email your responses to Estra's radio show at blogtalkradio.com. You can also tweet to at Estra's radio show. And the survey results will be shared at the end of the show. Now, bring your conversations to Estra's radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Estra's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So order it today. Are you worried about what's going to happen next? Got those insurance company blues? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking about you with Estra tells it like it is. You'll find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk? To get the answers that you need, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Get rid of those insurance company blues. Thank you for listening and being a part of today's show, because it really is about you. First, our show's listener shout-out goes to J.T. Hodges. J.T. Hodges blends country soul with some rock and roll. J.T. has an album out, Goodbye's Made You Mine, on iTunes, along with Hunt You Down. Wikipedia says J.T. Hodges is an American country singer. In 2011, he signed to Show Dog Universal Music and released his debut single, Hunt You Down, which has charted on Hot Country Songs. Come out to his concerts in Nashville, Tennessee, Charlotte, North Carolina, Portland, Maine, along with many other dates. Check out his website at www.jthodges.com. The link is also up on our Twitter, at Estra's Radio Show. We appreciate all of our listeners, and this is our special way of providing you with a special hello. We're also going to give our song of the week to J.T. Hodges. And later on the show, we will be hearing his song called Sleepy Little Town. So thank you, J.T., for being a part of our show today. The video of the week goes to BrainSmart BBC. The video is called Managing Stress. Don't we all have a bit of that? Which goes along with today's topic. And we'll be playing that video a little later in the show. Personal injury in the news this week. The purpose of this section is to emphasize that every single day, someone's life has been changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance coverage of all types we've paid premiums on is vital to the survival of many people who've been injured and their families. From time to time, I will be stopping and taking a moment to comment on the sections of the article. This week's personal injury news comes from The Guardian in UK. And Randeep Ramesh is the social affairs editor. The title of the article is 450 Disabled People to Lose Out Under Universal Credit, Study Finds. And of course, when I see a title like that, I always immediately have something to say. Now, this would definitely cause your stress levels to increase. Daily and repeatedly, there is someone, an individual, or family whose benefits have been reduced or terminated. People losing their benefits not only in the UK, but this is taking place all over the world. I think cuts should start at the top income levels and not at the bottom. There's usually nothing to spare, especially at these levels, and that makes for a lot of hurting people. But let's start moving into the article. Quote, nearly half a million disabled people and their families could lose up to 58 pounds a week. Remember, this is in the UK. Under the coalition's flagship welfare policy. Cut so deep that 1 in 10 disabled households with children fear they might lose their home. A commission led by the Paralympic gold medalist Lady Gray Thompson has found. Now I'm interjecting another comment here. You know, many people are homeless today. You don't have to look at the UK to find them. You can start typically in your own backyard. And unfortunately, too many people don't want to talk about it. Most times they're ashamed. But this should not be. The economic times are hard-hitting. And most people could do, if they could do something about it, then of course they would. So if you know someone or it's you, you hold your head high because you are doing the best. Okay, let me go back into the article. Quote, backed by 3 charities, Citizen Advice, the Children's Society, and Disabilities Rights, the commission examined the impact on disabled people of the switch from the complex set of mean-tested benefits to a single universal credit payment from next October. The commission's report, based on surveys of 3,500 disabled people and their families, says about 450,000 people could stand to lose out under universal credit. Once it is fully implemented, many are likely to struggle to pay for basic essentials such as food and heating, it says. Now, this is me coming back to interject. Can you imagine the stress? Can you imagine how many people are worried about their lives and how they are going to take care of their families? Where is all the money going? Is it those who really need it? I just think that this is something that if you are paying attention to the news, it's not just happening in the UK. It's happening everywhere. And I think the haves are having a lot more and the have-nots are having a lot less. And frankly, unless people start standing up and saying no, this is not the way to go, and not be intimidated or feel ashamed. People on the bottom half are going to end up with even less than what they have now. I'm going to go down in a few paragraphs in the article. It says, quote, the government claims universal credit will make work pay, but the commission says it found evidence that the changes could make it harder for disabled people to remain in work. I have to add a little something here. If you're stressed about all being able to survive and you're disabled and you've got all these issues that you're trying to address and the things that were helping you to address them are cut short, it's going to be very difficult to be able to do, to get to work or to do the things that help to make you function in a day. And everyone knows that's definitely going to increase your stress level. Back in the article, quote, Gray Thompson said, the findings of this report do not make easy reading. The clear message is that many households with disabled people are already struggling to keep their heads above water, reducing support for families with disabled children, disabled people who are living alone, families with young careers and disabled people in work risk driving many others to the edge in the future. This is me talking now again. I think a lot of people are already at that edge. I think a lot of people have been having a very difficult time for quite some time. I think it's just something that it's becoming so universally bad that people are talking about it more. But in my opinion, disabled people all over the world need to stand up for their rights and their benefits, because if we don't, they will be engulfed into other places to meet other needs or greeds. This is why voting is also important in the 2012 elections here in the United States. being a part of your local community also, and allowing your voice to be heard and sharing your story will make a difference in the life of others with similar or even different experiences. This is really not the time or the season to be quiet. Being quiet creates more stress. Place the stress back where it needs to go, on those trying to take away the benefits. You need to live. This only changes if you stand up for your rights. Whew! Can you just feel the stress building from an article such as this? I mean, when life gets tough, this is the time to say, I'm important, I'm valued, my resources are valued by me, you can't have them. Whew. Doesn't just saying that bring relief, saying no? I mean, inside emotions need an outside voice, and bullying or harassment and being silent creates a great deal of stress. So, you just have to stand up, disabled people, injured people, sick people, people with few resources. Have you noticed how they've been dwindling? Have you seen how it impacts the stress that you're under, your family's under, where it takes you? When we come back, we will talk about how stress affects your body. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. Now back to Estra's radio show. Thanks for staying with us. Again, as I said earlier before the break, inside emotions need an outside voice, and bullying or harassment and being silent creates a great deal of stress, which is why we are talking about today's topic, which is you and stress. WebMD defines stress as, or the effects of stress on the body, as a reaction to any change that requires an adjustment or response. The body reacts to these changes with physical, mental, and emotional responses. Stress is a normal part of life. Many events that happen to you and around you, and many things that you do to yourself, put stress on your body. You can experience stress from your environment, your body, and your thoughts. And I'm going to digress for just a minute. My comments are interjecting here. In my opinion, this is why insurance companies and self-insured employers harass and intimidate the disabled, because they know the deadly effects of stress. From my point of view, they realize that the stress can become insurmountable to the sick and injured with serious negative effects for the specific individual, and this perhaps increases their chances of obtaining their agenda. So keep that in mind when you're going through your day and you're attempting to navigate the harassment and intimidation that you might be encountering, or just daily stress that comes your way. WebMD says, how does stress affect health? And I'm quoting here, the human body is designed to experience stress and to react to it. Don't we know about that? That's me interjecting, of course. Stress can be positive, keeping us alert and ready to avoid danger. Stress can be negative when a person faces continuous challenges without relief. I'm interjecting. This is something harassment and intimidation does. Or relaxation between challenges. As a result, the person becomes overworked and stress-related tension builds. Stress that continues without relief, which I'm interjecting here, which is harassment and intimidation to me, can lead to a condition called distress, a negative stress reaction Distress can lead to physical symptoms, including headaches, upset stomach, elevated blood pressure, chest pains, problems sleeping. Researchers suggest that stress can also bring on worsen certain symptoms or diseases. Stress also becomes harmful when people use alcohol, tobacco, or drugs to try to relieve their stress. Unfortunately, instead of relieving the stress and returning the body to a relaxed state, the substances tend to keep the body in a stressed state and cause more problems. Consider the following. 43% of all the adults suffer adverse health effects from stress. That's a lot of stressed out people. That's my interjection there. 75% to 90% of all doctor's office visits are stress-related ailments or complaints. That gives you something to think about. Stress can play a part in problems such as headaches, high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes, skin conditions, asthma, arthritis, depression, and anxiety. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, declared stress a hazard of the workplace. Stress cost American industries more than $300 billion annually. And I'm just interjecting something here, which would actually say, can't we all just get along? $300 billion annually? I would think that employers would be all for de-stressing. Okay. And this is another thing I want to add before we go back. The stress placed on the disabled by insurance companies and self-insured employers who refuse to pay benefits to their insured should be considered bad faith practices and have severe punishable repercussions, in my opinion. Because not only does the stress they invoke cause the disabled problems, but the financial devastation usually follows. So, Congress, I hope you can hear me now, because these are a lot of your legislations that are causing a lot of the suffering. It doesn't take anything but the stroke of the pen to change the suffering that a lot of disabled people are experiencing because of harassment and intimidation by legislations that you pass because of dealing with lobbyists and insurance companies and self-insured employers. The disabled, the sick, the injured, we need you to look out on our behalf. Because it's your legislation that's making this possible and for these companies to continue to abuse the disabled. So that I just have really a pet peeve with how insurance companies and employers are able to get away with this. There's a lot of suffering. I wish somebody would do a study on just the suffering effects that this has had on the disabled. But the last fact in this article from WebMD states, the lifetime prevalence of an emotional disorder is more than 50%, often due to chronic untreated stress reactions. So, stress is not something that you want to try to hold on to, even when things are tough, even when bad things happen to good people. And this is what I consider when harassment, intimidation happens to the disabled by insurance companies and self-insured employers. One needs to try to find ways to relax and keep your body in a state of calmness, even if your environment isn't conducive to it. So, but this article, the full article is also available on Facebook, along with all the other articles that we'll be going over today. So, we'll be right back to share the psychological definition, which in my opinion fits the harassment experience very closely. So let's listen to J.D. Hodges' song, Sleepy Little Town.
The cops showed up at 11:06 with the FBI in their black Crown Vicks. They cuffed Coach Martin with his face in the ground. Neighbors say he got off a couple of rounds. $100,000 in an old suitcase. He had a greenhouse in his crawl space. When the lights come on in a sleepy little town.
J.D. Hodges, thank you for sharing your song with us, Sleepy Little Town. And listeners, I hope you enjoyed it. Welcome back. Now let's take a moment to look at an article about how stress is generated from a psychological perspective. This information is coming from the Psychological Harassment Information Association. Quote, psychological harassment consists of using psychological manipulation to induce stress, a weapon that uses cortisol and adrenaline and wears a person down, and that's the strategy or tactic, to lead to burnout or to get rid of them or eliminate their means of subsistence. Disabled, are you really listening to this? Are you hearing what this means? It means that harassment, psychological harassment, is definitely detrimental to your health, to your wealth, and just to your being. It's good to know the type of where harassment can lead to. And I'm sure that you really don't want to give them this type of power over you, your family, or your life. It's amazing that someone would actually choose to do that to someone else. Unfortunately, sometimes, in my opinion, money beats out care of the human spirit, or the physical spirit or body too. So, anyway, the battle can be fought in the mind, and that means that it's up to you to protect it. Away from psychological harassment and intimidation. or in the case, as how they put it, manipulation. So remember to rest and relax. No matter what comes your way, even if you need to add meditation to your day, your life is very valuable, regardless of the possible destruction attempts. It's not their life, it's your life. So you do the right thing and take care of yourself, even if they don't do the right thing and pay you out your business benefits. In fact, listeners, have you actually experienced this type of induced stress? Well, you don't have to be like a doormat when you experience harassment, intimidation, or for that matter, any other type of behavior that causes you stress. Let's take the next moment and a few minutes here and take a look at some articles that talk about things that give you options to actually be able to try to reduce this kind of stress. We're going to be taking a look at articles from ehow.com. And I wish we had the time to thoroughly go through each one, but there's never enough time to do all the things you'd like. But you know where the links are on my Facebook page. And a lot of these articles are definitely worth taking a look in depth. These bullying actions of harassment and intimidation can actually cause a great deal of stress to the injured, and therefore to alleviate this behavior can significantly reduce your stress. Taking actions that allow you to feel less of a victim, which is very important, and more empowered, which means that you are protecting your rights. So even if you feel intimidated, find ways to stand up on your behalf. So the first article I want to just mention here is called How to Stop Harassing Phone Calls from a Car Insurance Company. And this article is by Jay Darrington. And again, a few of these are going to be from ehow.com. Quote, constantly receiving calls from an insurance company that are obnoxious or harassing in nature can have numerous negative effects on your life. From the feelings of dread every time your phone rings to the anger you may be feeling during and after the annoying call. In some cases, the calls you are receiving may even be illegal. Fortunately, you have the rights, and there are techniques you can follow to fight back and stop the calls from ever happening again. So we're going to talk about a few of those here. The first one is how to trace harassing phone calls. Quote, and this is by Bran Brainiac. The frustrating feeling that you get when you're receiving phone calls of silence, hearing the person on the other end breathing, but not saying a word. If you're receiving troublesome phone calls and you want to find out who it is and where it's coming from, you can request your phone company to set up a trace on your phone. And the company will agree to set it up only if they feel the calls are of a harassing nature. Examples of harassing phone calls would be when someone calls and hangs up, or calls and doesn't speak, or they just keep breathing on the phone. Another thing they talk about at this e.how is how to trace a harasser's phone call from a private number. And the contributor on that is Barb Neffer. It can be a very frustrating and even frightening to receive harassing phone calls from a private number. When the caller masks his number, you will feel helpless because you have no simple way to know who is bothering you. Fortunately, there are ways to unmask a private number, even though the caller might be taking steps to block it. You may need to get your phone company and the police involved, but you will be able to identify the harassing caller and stop the problem, which is good. Because in my opinion, a lot of times people who harass or bully, they don't necessarily want to do it in the light. A lot of the things they do, they know are wrong. They want to do it in the dark where people aren't able to see. So you have someone continually harassing you, intimidating you. Make sure you keep your camera out. It's so important. videotape, take pictures, document it any way that you can. Bring it to light. So, the next one is how to trace blocked cell phone numbers. And this one's by Lori Spencer. And we're still at ehow.com. Calls from anonymous numbers are annoying, but there are steps you can take to trace them. If you want to find out who's been calling you from a blocked, anonymous, or private number, it's not always an easy thing to do. Generally, you cannot trace the number unless the calls are obscene, harassing, or threatening, in which case you should alert your cell phone and provider and the local authorities. There are, however, some steps you can take to document cases of harassing calls from private numbers. You can also pay private services, which will investigate the sources of anonymous calls, which is good to know. I didn't know that you could do that. My experience with harassment and intimidation dips to the bottom of the barrel, from my perspective. The things I've been subjected to and the things no one should have to tolerate, and there should be something legally possible to stop the abusive behaviors. Like I've said in past articles, I think that the thing that bothers me is that when you have, you know, law enforcement or anyone that's supposed to be protecting the public, working with insurance companies or self-insured employers, I think it's a conflict of interest, and I don't think that they actually look out for the best interest of the public then. Then I think they start looking at it from their perspective of an employer. And to me, that's problematic. Because if we don't have certain people in place protecting just the average citizen, then that's a major problem. So I don't know exactly how that's going to work out in our behalf. I just don't see that happening. These behaviors are not only in a work environment, but harassment and intimidation can also be in the public and private places. So being aware of how to define this behavior helps to know where to place it. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, doesn't feel good. I feel like I'm being violated. This is hurtful, or this is really bothering me. It's stressing me out, you know. And to know and take a moment and say, yeah, this is stressful. Yes, this is harassment. Yes, these things I knew in my mind that this was the case, but sometimes just hearing it and getting it factually helps to decide how you move forward. But one thing to remember is that it's not your fault, but it's their issue. The harassment and intimidation all stem from the issue of money. In my opinion, bullying anywhere looks the same, and it feels the same, and it's hurtful, and it's wrong, and should not be protected legislatively. Congress, it's time for a change, and particularly in for ERISA reform. I think that opens up so many doors for abuse against the disabled. I don't know how much lobbying was done to get some of that legislation passed. So one of the articles I really enjoy, we're moving on away from ehow.com, and we're going to move to House and Safety Executive. .gov in the UK, which I just think does an excellent job of really defining stress and harassment. And they talk about it from a work point of view, but as you can actually listen to the points, you'll see that it doesn't really matter that if it's stress or harassment anywhere, it's the same. Quote, bullying at work can take many forms, and some can be directed at you personally. Others relate to your work activities. Excuse me. There is no legal definition of workplace bullying. However, experts believe that bullying involves negative behaviors being targeted at an individual or individuals repeatedly and persistently over time. Negative behavior includes, listen closely, ignoring or excluding you, giving you unachievable tasks or setting you up to fail. I bet you guys know about some of those. Spreading malicious rumors or gossip, giving you meaningless tasks and unpleasant jobs. making belittling remarks, undermining your integrity, withholding information deliberately, making you look stupid in public, undervaluing your contributions, not giving credit where credit is due. And, I mean, you can really see how those really stick out, whether it's in a work environment, a public place, or a private place. A lot of those same things will apply. Quote, harassment can relate to unlawful discrimination, which can be on the grounds of race, sex, disability, age, religion, belief, or sexual orientation. How can bullying or harassment make you feel? Pay close attention, listeners. It can result in psychological health problems such as depression, anxiety, low self-esteem. It can result in physical health problems such as stomach problems or sleep difficulties. Or if you've witnessed the bullying of a colleague, this can be very upsetting and can impact your health. And if your family is also seeing you being harassed and intimidated, it has a really negative effect on them, on top of having a negative effect on you. So I really enjoyed the definition of how they set that up. But let's take another break and hear a video by about managing stress by BrainSmart BBC. And we'll be back after these messages to discuss the symptoms and signs of identifying being stressed.
Watch this. One little piece of paper can have a remarkable effect. Stress is stressful. But if you understand a bit about what it is, you'll be better able to deal with it. First, though, take a few deep breaths. In fact, do that any time you feel stressed. It helps. Stress is a survival mechanism. When danger appears, it can get you out of trouble quickly. Your body crashes up the gears and throws all its resources into getting you moving. Your heart pumps furiously to increase blood pressure. Glucose is sent to the muscles as a fuel injection, and you become totally focused on what psychologists call fight or flight. Thing is, this emergency state is only meant to last just long enough to get you out of danger. But here in the 21st century, we stress about different things, and for much, much longer. Your brain and body stay on red alert, and you'll be less able to think clearly, learn, or remember things. Take a few more deep breaths, because as you now know, stress is a physical reaction, and deep breathing helps to counteract its effects. So, what else can you do? Okay, top tips to reduce stress. First, get plenty of exercise. Let out all that locked up energy. Now, back to the problem. Get in control. Scope out the situation and how you're going to tackle it. Don't stress alone. Talk to someone. Socialize. And have a laugh. You can't laugh and quake with fear at the same time. Get down with nature on a big or small scale. And if your mind won't stop worrying, give it something else to do instead.
Listeners, did you learn anything from Managing Stress by BrainSmart? They say it's simple, but with needed facts. It's always great when you can recognize what is happening. Which brings us to our next section, Understanding Stress. Symptoms, signs, causes, and effects. The stress response is the body's way of protecting you. When working properly, it helps you to stay focused, energetic, and alert. In emergency situations, as you saw on the video, stress, or actually you heard on the video, stress can save your life, give you extra strength to defend yourself, for example, or spurring you to slam on your brakes to avoid an accident. Boy, wouldn't that be a lucky thing. The stress response also helps you to rise to meet the challenges. Stress is what keeps you on your toes. During a presentation at work, sharpens your concentration when you're attempting the game-winning free throw, or drives you to study for an exam when you'd rather be watching TV. But beyond a certain point, stress stops being helpful and starts causing major damage to your health, your mood, your productivity, your relationships, and your quality of life. Let's go down a little bit on the article, and it talks about stress doesn't always look stressful. And this part I thought was interesting. Psychologist Connie Leas used a driving analogy to describe the three most common ways people respond when they are overwhelmed by stress. She calls it foot on the gas. And that's an angry or agitated stress response. You're heated, keyed up, overly emotional, and unable to sit still. Another thing she says is foot on the brake analysis she uses. And that's a withdrawn or depressed stress response. You shut down, space out, and show very little emotion or energy. And her last one, which is foot on both. That sounds a little stressful all in itself. A tense and frozen stress response. You freeze under pressure and can't do anything. You're paralyzed. But under the surface, you're extremely agitated. How many of us have actually experienced one of those three things? I know I certainly have. But it's great to actually be able to recognize what's happening and the symptoms. So we're going to go to the signs and the symptoms of stress overload. The following is a table that lists some of the common warnings and symptoms of stress. The more signals and symptoms you notice in yourself, the closer you are to overload. So, listeners, pay close attention. So, if it's cognitive symptoms, that means that you'll see memory problems, inability to concentrate, poor judgment, seeing only the negative, anxious, and racing thoughts, constant worrying. How many of us have experienced those type of things? If you've been under a constant harassment and intimidation, I'm sure you'll have experienced many of these different signs and symptoms. The emotional symptoms are moodiness, irritability or short temper, agitation, inability to relax, feeling overwhelmed, sense of loneliness and isolation, depression, or general unhappiness. Behavioral symptoms are aches and pains, diarrhea or constipation, nausea, dizziness, chest pains, rapid heartbeat, loss of sex drive, frequent colds. I'm amazed at how stress can impact every single area of who we are. And the last section here, which is behavioral symptoms, which is eating more or less, sleeping too much or too little, isolating yourself from others, procrastinating or neglecting responsibilities, using alcohol, cigarettes, or drugs to relax, nervous habits like nail biting or pacing. So, listeners, as your day goes on, I'd like you to think about these type of symptoms. Monitor, kind of get a temperature read on your stress levels, and attempt to do some of the things that work for you to relieve your stress. Even as Brainstorm mentioned earlier, if it's just to breathe and relax and release some of that stress. going back to the article, it says, keep in mind that the signs and symptoms of stress can also be caused by other psychological and medical problems. If you are experiencing any of the warning signs of stress, it's important to see a doctor for a full evaluation. Your doctor can help you determine whether or not your symptoms are stress-related. Remember, we heard in the article, with, what was it, like 70 to 90% of the people who end up going to the doctor, usually the symptoms are stress-related. So I think it's very important to remember to keep those in mind. So if you see some of those behaviors in yourself, recognize how much harassment and intimidation is impacting your life and how you're living. Send me an email. I'd like to know. And I'm also glad that you're beginning to recognize it, or you are recognizing it. It's better for you. It's better for your family. It's just better for everyone except the ones who are harassing and intimidating you. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about chronic stress, and then we're going to wrap that portion of it up. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Listeners, I am so amazed at how quickly time is flying. There is so much more that I wanted to cover with you today, but we're going to be running out of time before we can get it to all of it. But we'll save it for another show, and we'll continue to add on. But I hope you've learned a lot or a little, but something to help you to relieve your stress. Well, listeners, our time has slipped away again today. However, I've enjoyed being here with you and look forward to seeing you next Saturday so we can continue this conversation. We want to extend a special thank you to J.T. Hodges for allowing us to hear his song, Sleepy Little Town. Next week, our topic will be you and attorneys. It's good to be prepared, so come back in case you need one. Tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Talking about you with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed the Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflects life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168, or email sunlightpublishing@gmail.com.